In Osaka, Japan, 8 school children are dead and at least 20 others injured after a man armed with a kitchen knife went on a rampage through an elementary school. 3 teachers also were injured during the attack, the worst of its kind in Japan. A 37-year-old man with a history of mental illness has been arrested. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Tokyo. What happened, Eric?
Well, Bob, what we know is that at about 10 o'clock this morning local time, a man climbed a retaining wall and entered this elementary school in Osaka, Japan's second largest city. And then with no warning, he began moving from classroom to classroom, stabbing students and teachers at random. This went on for several minutes until finally 2 teachers were able to subdue the man, who was, of course, arrested at the scene. It's the worst attack to take place on any Japanese school ground ever. The worst case of mass murder of any kind in Japan since 1995. That's when a doomsday cult released sarin gas on a crowded Tokyo subway line, killing 12 people.
A kitchen knife. Sounds like he grabbed the first lethal thing he could find.
Indeed, and it's certainly no coincidence that the first lethal thing he could find was a kitchen knife and not a gun. Japan has probably the strictest gun control laws of any country in the world. It takes at least 6 months to get a gun license here. There are all kinds of rigorous background checks. And even then, the use of guns among individuals, among civilians here, is extremely restricted. And the Japanese have always believed that these strict gun control laws make their cities safer. It's not entirely true. And as today's stabbing points out, one deranged man with a very big knife can do a lot of damage.
This killer has a history of mental illness. What else do you know about him?
Well, we know that he's from Osaka. He told police after he was arrested that he had apparently taken an overdose of tranquilizers and was reportedly hallucinating at the time of the attack. He may have also harbored a grudge against the Japanese school system. Several years ago, he was fired from a job at another elementary school where he worked as a janitor for apparently mixing prescription drugs with the tea that he served his co-workers. So obviously, this appears to be a disturbed individual, to say the least.
Violent crime is rare in Japan. How are people reacting to this attack?
Well, Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has called today's stabbing attack a terrible tragedy. People are really in a state of shock because, to be honest, Japanese are used to reading about this kind of school violence in the U.S., but they've always thought this is not the kind of thing that's supposed to happen here in Japan. That's beginning to change. The crime rates here are rising, especially crimes committed by juveniles. And lately here in Tokyo, there's been a spate of crimes on these really overcrowded commuter trains here. Just the ordinary kind of pushing and shoving and jostling has led to several fights, and in 2 cases, the results were fatal. Now, there's been endless speculation here in the Japanese media about this sort of miniature crime wave that's been going on. All kinds of theories espoused, everything from the prolonged economic downturn going on 10 years now to the decline of traditional Japanese values. But the truth is, nobody knows exactly why crime is on the increase in Japan, but it certainly is.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.